It's going to be not going to stop running. Dan, welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. By the way, happy Father's Day, everyone. I didn't get to say it on Sunday or yesterday because I was too busy giving the reason to be the father and all. But hope you had a happy Father's Day on Sunday and all. Well, there's so much to talk about in the world, so much to do. I mean, this new holiday. Is you getting used to this new holiday? I'm not. It's in June. Juneteenth. Supposed to be Freedom Day. I forgot all about the holiday. Joe Biden signed it in law. And here it goes. Yesterday was a holiday. So, happy Juneteenth, everyone. Including the white people. Happy Juneteenth. All around the country, in the world, if you want to celebrate the holiday with us. Now, I'm just learning about the holiday too, but look it up. We got smartphones, smart TVs, smart cars, and they will all look it up for you. So, go learn about this holiday, people. Especially you kids, teenagers, because the more you know about this holiday, the more knowledge you will have. Then you'll be wisdom smart, not book smart, not street smart, wisdom smart. Okay. I just had to put that in there because my son said he's book smart and street smart. That's Michael. So I just had to put it in there. Either you can be book smart. I don't know what kind of book he was talking about. And he says, I'm street smart. So, that means he know a lot of bullcrap. And he starts a lot of bullcrap in the street. So, be wisdom smart. I mean, use good judgment. And stay out on corners. Do right. Stay in school. Be wisdom smart. And once you wisdom smart, you could be the next producer of a hit show like Star Trek. Or you can go on and make the next hit show like The Wire. I've been watching, celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Wire. So people, I'm talking about all over the country. We had our own police show. You know, not New York Law and Order, not Chicago PD, or Third Watch, or all those police shows was making in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. Then they go to Miami, Miami Vice. We had two police shows here. NBC, HBO. No one ever looked back and asked, say, hey, they had two hit police shows. Got Emmys, Emmy awards. You know, I don't know about The Wire. I think The Wire did got some awards. But that show was on CBS. If it was on NBC, I think the show would be still on the air. You know? But it was about black people. Even though it showed the downside of the city, but it also showed the upside of the city and also showed our elected officials. What they do in the office and all. And how they make up stuff. The lie. You know. The get by lie. You know. To get on top lie. To get on the Seth Melton lie. You know. Once they on that Seth Melton. They be looking down at you like, oh, I just said what I said. Just to get in the office. Hey. That's Republicans and Democrats. You know. Because they both run the city. You know? None of the mayors is no good. Not worth a damn. Not since Mayor O'Malley. That's the only good mayor we had. Now, Government Hogan, he's okay. You know, he's cool. Even though being a Republican, he's really cool. Now, I don't think the man want to run for president. I think he's going to stop from there. Because he sees too many things. You know, it's enough that he ran for mayor. I mean, governor. And I don't think he want to run for president. Mm-mm. It's just too much drama and it's too much D.C. And that little bit of D.C. Woo! Little small town got so much drama in it. That's a little small town. Surrounded by West Virginia, Virginia, and Baltimore, Maryland. That little small area. And all that drama. You know? That's why I say the bull and the shh. The bull and the shh. Start with an S. Shh. You know? Also, you ever go to a job you've been at for 4 years and you've been working ever since you're 17, but you just got so many co-workers and people just trying to talk about you behind your back? You can hear them. Every time you walk past them, they just frown their face up because you wrote a book. You got 2 books out, you know. You doing a talk show, you know. And you come in, you go up on your floor, you mind your own business, do your thing. But people just don't want you to do that, you know. Look like they will reward you for doing something like that to stay out of trouble, right? But no, they want you to be in trouble, you know. Today, all the whole time I was there, I get my little chips, sit down for a little while, cause my leg, I got proof from the doctor, you know, and all. And all of a sudden, we get a little thing on the bulletin board, we can't take chips or nothing out there no more. But, that's a will, that's a way. That's all I say. God will prevail. He sees the evil, he sees the sin, you know. And that's a will. There's a way. You know? And that's why it's Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime sells the same stuff. DoorDash get the same stuff. And I can take my bag of chips. I already know one of the people they was talking about. You know? Because the maintenance man came upstairs acting like he was doing something. And then he ran down the stairs. Stairwell. Sneaky people around there. You know, just like Goodwill. You know, real sneaky. They just smile in your face. Then they'll just start stabbing you in your back and talking about you. You know? And I hope they do hear this. You know? I hope they do. Because I'm wisdom smart. I pay attention to everything. You know? There ain't nothing a little slow about me. You know? I'm still going to get my driver's license. I'm still going to take that test, you know? And things get worse and worse. God ain't going to let me be without a job, you know? Because I worked at Goodwill for me for 11 years, you know? Worked in landscape for 7 years, you know? I've been working since I was 17. Worked at Walmart. So, if they, you know, I'm just saying, you know? Like the other guy say, I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. You know? Speak with your mind. Don't go hide in your back and stab me in the back. You have to, something to say, just tell me. You know? I was just sitting down, take my little 15-minute break. I didn't even take 15 minutes. It was like 9 minutes or 10 minutes. Then I got back up, start back on the floor. And all of a sudden, came downstairs, all hell broke loose. Oh, you can't do this no more. You can't eat chips no more. Oh, I just signed out, punched out, signed out, and just walked out the door, got my ride, and went home. You know? I just don't like drama, man. I've been with a white trailer trash, and I live with that woman and her family and I destroyed my life with that. You know, half of it is my fault because I should have got out. I know what's going on and I should have got out. And I just don't like drama. And then I had to stay at Goodwill for 11 years. You know, I love this job at Stella Mars. I love this job. I love working with these people. But they got their wrongs, you know. And they think that I'm going to bend down just because I ride mobility. And they think I got something wrong with me. They think I'm going to bend down every time they pass me. I'm supposed to jump to attention every time they look at me. You got the wrong brother, buddy. The wrong brother. Okay? So, don't even do it. You know? I don't want to even hear it tomorrow. You know? I just don't. I'll bring my own bag of chips and my own water and my own soda from now on. You know? Hey, yeah, I went in there and got me a soda and a bag of chips today. No? I ain't going to go argue with them and say, yeah, I got me a soda and a bag of chips. I had to sit down for 10 minutes. My legs start hurting, you know? And I just sit down for a while. Then I start wrapping my floor, you know? Then it was time to go do other things. You know? But can't make no one happy. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. They're going to find someone. They're going to find something to hate you for. Hate you. You know? Two people in the back of me at lunchtime. Just running their mouth. I can hear real good. Just running their mouth, though. You know? I hear them. But guess what? It just bounced off of me. You know? God said, don't pay it no mind. Just eat your lunch and do what you have to do. You know? Now, hey. You know? That's what I do. And since things is all crazy now because of WishaCom and all, hey, I just leave lunch early. I just go in there, eat lunch, and then I leave. You know? I'll take my rest of my break somewhere else. You know? But that's it. They did it for me, yo. That's it for me. You know? Some of those, even the two people, you know, the two females that work on the upper floors and all. I hate talking about people, but they talk about me behind my back. So, I'm putting it out on my talk show. Hope when they hear it, I don't care. You know, hey, ain't no slow learning about me. I got five kids. I got a real smart family. You know, I'm getting my license. You know, little slow, you know, a little slower reading, have a little trouble understanding words and stuff like that. That's the only disability, you know, with words and stuff. And as I get older, my eyes, they go crazy too. You know, when over 50 eyes, you know, damn, you used to see real good. I know, and my eyes are like, ooh. Like, what's going on? What the heck? I turn 50, my eyes go crazy? Come on. I still love looking at beautiful women. Don't do this to me. But, and I just want to know, just talk about it among yourself or with friends and stuff. Those co-workers just don't like to mind their own business. I mean, you do the good job, you mind your own business, you don't get in nobody else's business, and you do a good job, you know, and you just sit down for 10 minutes and somebody go run to tell somebody else, and then they go tell somebody else, and all heck broke loose, you know, you're already tired from working all day, you know, don't get no credit, you know, that much credit and stuff like that. But, you know, you hear it, you know, they try to hide it, they think you're stupid, They really do. They think you stupid, but you hear what they say and everything. So I admit it, I had me a little bag of chips and a soda. Huh. You want to say something? Say it. No. I won't touch it no more. No. Bring my own. A little 25 bag of chips and you going crazy. All that money you got, but you going to go crazy a little bag of chips. Okay. Heck with it. You know? But it's still a good job so far. You know, it's just some people just won't leave you alone. I mean, it's still a good job, man. Still pays really good and still got do my own thing. My floors and stuff like that. My favorite father, Father Ham, he left. So I got to go clean his room real good tomorrow. And when I come back Friday, I want to clean it real good again too. But I still love this job, you know. And, you know, I just don't want to say if things go south, I can always go back to Goodwill. And I don't want to go back to Goodwill. But things go south, you know, got to do what I have to do, you know. At least I'm still employed. At least I still get money. At least I still get my own money, you know. And probably get more when I go back to Fort Meade. So, who knows? I hope I don't, though. I hope I get to stay here for at least 6 or 7 more years. No, that's, I want to do 6 or 7 years. I want to break past landscape. But I just had to talk about that. That was just on my mind because they was fussing about a piece of paper was on the bulletin board and about the chips and stuff like that. And then somebody went back to say something and it just... They don't know how to control themselves when they see something. Like, look at it, say okay, don't do it no more. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go blunt your mouth all loud and stuff like that. You know, look at it, read it, okay. That's the new rule. That's what you follow. Hey, okay, that's what you have to do. Their rules. That's what they want you to do. That's what Mr. John wants you to do and all. Do it. You know, do it. You know, yeah, no, ain't nothing you can do, right? You still want your job and all, you still like your job and everything, and you know, but just don't be sneaky about it, you know? Just don't blab it, start yelling downstairs and then talk about things and people and start blaming people and stuff like that. Don't do that, no. You're gonna blame somebody, blame yourself. Now, just blame yourself, okay? But I gotcha. That's what you want. That's the new rule. That's what I need to follow. No problem. So still love y'all. Still God bless you, you know. But if I was younger in my 30s or 20s, I would be just like that. Still in the break room, and my bus would have went past. I would lose my ride, and I would be in there blabbing my mouth too. Thank God. God just got me in and out. Get me in and got me out. Because it's crazy, yo. And this, you know. But that's some jobs just get on you, even though the job it's the job that you like. Not your dream job. I'm doing my dream job. Doing one of my dream jobs. The other dream job. Dream. Don't worry. I'm getting old. I got some of my teeth missing and stuff. So. Work with me, people. Okay. I admit it. Got some tooth sleep gone. Work with me. My vocabulary ain't that much good no more. You know. But. Dream. Take your time. Dream jobs. Doing my dream job. And doing it. I'm doing it. Right here. This is one of them. This is one of them. And wrote two books. And I want everyone to go to Amazon, pull up Corey Whitlock, Mr. Boogie Shoes, and my first book, Burning Love in Ocean and Sky. Buy that books. Buy those two books. Okay? Come on, guys. Y'all pray for me to get my children back together. All I'm asking you is go buy the book. Buy the two books. All right? They short books, short stories and stuff. But it's more coming. I'm not going to stop. God told me, you started it. Now, let's go finish it. You know, he already made the bridge and the road. He already made the course. You know, he already gave me it. You know, so I just need all the God people to help me keep it and let me and grow with it. You know, wherever you live, whatever state you live in, all, if I make enough money, I travel to your state, I come personally to one of your corner stores or your mall, and I come sign your book. I meet you at one of your bus stops, wherever you at. I don't care wherever you at in the United States. You know, I come to Chicago, you tell me meet me at the bus stop, I'll meet you at one of your bus stops. I'll sign the book. We take picture. You know? Okay? No problem with me. Because it's about the people. Not the money. Not the success. Not the fame and fortune. It's about y'all guys. Y'all the one going out to buy the book. You know? That's how celebrities should do. Get out that Hollywood grain. Go walk the inner city. Stop the shooting. Once they see their favorite stars walking down the street, shaking hands, and all, you know, I don't care if you're a writer, actor, whatever. Get out of your glory and go spread some glory around the country. Maybe this crime will stop, will calm down. You know, I'm talking about sports stars, actors, singers. Get out of your SUV. That costs $50,000, $60,000. Pick up somebody that's on welfare and drop them around. Help them out with their groceries or something. You know, that's what I want to do. That's why I want to be a writer. I will do that, you know. I promise you, I will. If people start buying my books and it makes this enough wealth, I will come to Chicago. I don't care if it's the bad part of Chicago or what. I'll even take the drug dealers with me and buy them something to eat. You know? I don't care what you do. Stop the shooting. Alright? If that gets you stop the shooting, I'll pick up your whole game and buy you, go take you to IHOP and you can eat all you want. I'll pay the bill. You know? And give you a book and I'll sign it. You know? Police. Hey. I don't care what state you in. Stop shooting black people. I'll come to your home. I'll come to your state. I'll come to your police department. I'll sign all autographs. Do anything to help. But I'm just asking you, your church, your God, just pray that my books will start selling more. Because I just want to do more. I just want to give back. My favorite charity is Special Olympics and the Children Cancer Center. And the reason I say Special Olympics is because I was in Special Olympics. I went to all three of them. Here in Baltimore, I went to the Baltimore City Special Olympics, the Maryland Special Olympics, and I went to the International Special Olympics. So I went to all three. And one of my biggest charities that I'm going to get, once God bless me and get me more audience, more readers to write, to buy my books. He already gave me the writers to help me write it. That's a blessing right there. Now I just need the readers. Go on Amazon. Look up my name. Look up Mr. Boogie Shoes. Burning Love on Burning Love Ocean Sky. One of those books, Burning Love Ocean Sky, is only $3.99. It's a beautiful written book. 10 chapters. You will love it. Okay? Mr. Boogie Shoes is a little bit more. Okay? You can buy it on the Kindle, or you can download it on your phone, book, whatever you get books from. Or you can purchase it paperback. And it's only $9.99. Okay? And whatever discount Amazon will give you, you can get a discount. If you got a discount card, or you can get it cheaper from Amazon Prime, you probably can. It's $10.99. It's like $10. You probably will get it for $7 or $8. Okay? So don't look at the high price. Just look at the deal that they're going to give you. Alright? But either way, I'll get 70% of that royalty. And once that royalty grows, I can do, man, my family will help me do a lot of stuff with that, okay? Just like this, I get a little chunk change from doing this. Just a little bit, not that much. But if I do more podcasts, I probably will get a little bit more. But I love this podcast. I love this. Fourth season. And I love doing this, you know? Whatever, you know. And it's all good. Like I said, it's all good. I'm just trying right now, at the stage I am. Hopefully everything is okay when I get back to work. God will move all the ignorance out the way and make a great path for me. So just pray for me. Everything is good at work, okay? Right, because I love my job, people. So all of y'all pray for me before. Keep praying for me, all right? And I'll keep praying for y'all guys all over the world, all over the country. I mean, I love you. Y'all download my show. Y'all listen to me talk bull crap and stuff. Maybe some laugh, some have fun, some think I'm crazy, some thinking what the heck I'm talking about. I don't even know sometimes. You know, I just get on it because I love it. You know, something to do. You know, I'm single. I'm divorced. Get my mind off the past and look to the future. You know, the past is over. Get over it. You're divorced, that's it. It is what it is, you know. One thing Trump was right about that. It is what it is. Get over it. And I've been over it. Believe me. Been over that white trash. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, kids. That wasn't nice to say. I'm over that young lady. That's the appropriate thing to say. I'm sorry, parents. It just comes out. Because it feels so good. It just come out. But I know I got children and teenagers listening too. But so I gotta be cool, you know, because they're gonna get married too. I don't want you to do what I do. Just listen to what I say. Don't, you know. But once again, everyone, from Maryland to New York to California to everybody, thank you for downloading the show, listening to the show. Whatever you get the show from, those floor mat peoples who do the podcast and stuff, they glad that you come and listen to the show. I'm glad. It's not about the money to me. No. Maybe y'all want to do a podcast and think y'all going to get money for it and all. You might do. Depending on the kind of podcast you do, you know. And that's good. Yes, that's real good, guys. My intention to you to go for your dream. Stay in school and go for your dream. Stay away from the games. Don't be like me like I was when I was married, and now I run home, go straight to the video games and stuff like that. Stay away from them. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your mom and dad. Spend time with your brothers and sisters. Tell them every single day that you love them. Nowadays, you got to tell them every day. And they do something wrong to you, make you mad, stay upset for a little while, okay? But at the 12 o'clock hour, a.m., 11:59, you go in their room and say, I'm sorry, give them a big bad hug, okay? Because like I said, never, ever, ever lay down while the sun's angry, while the sun set. Never, ever lay down angry while the sun set. I think that's in the Bible. Because you never know. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Before 11:59 or at 11:59 p.m., you go, whoever made you mad, you go give them a bad hug. A big bad hug. Or call them on the phone and talk their ears off until they fall asleep. If you can't get a bad hug. Alright? You tell them how much you love them. And how much you're sorry. No matter what they mad at you for. You make them get over the madness. You do something funny so they can laugh or smile. I don't care what it is. You got in trouble in school. Or you did something. You didn't pick up the kids. And your wife is mad at you. You find a way. You find a way to put a smile on their face, your loved one's face. It's very important nowadays. Okay, people? Listen to me, man. Those who know, who lost their loved ones, who were close to them, real close to them, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all get to say, I love you, that next day. And you was mad at them before what happened. You was mad at them before they left out for that door. And then now, you didn't get to say, I love you, because you was mad. Never, ever, ever lay down angry while the sun set. I wish I told my daughter, Candace, that I loved her. She was here that Sunday, too. And but never do it, guys. Never do it. Alright? I don't care if you're a grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, mom, dad, even if you're a dog, and you're a cat. You understand. You know. Some dogs and cats are funny. They sit down and listen to the radio with you. They know that you're talking about them. Look at your cat and dog. Watch their ears go up. When I say cat and dog. Woof, woof. Meow. Watch their ears go up. Because they know I'm talking about them. They're going to look at the radio. they go crazy. Meow, meow, meow. Roof, 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 roof. Watch. And you got one of those funny animals, funny cats or dogs. Watch what they do. Watch what they do. I'm just trying to make people laugh, guys. That's all I'm doing. We need more laughter. Laughter heals, okay? When you laugh, you feel good, you know? You feel good about the day, you know? Like, it's an episode of Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, and I just love that dialogue. It says, sometimes when things get bad, you just have to laugh, you know? I think that's one of the best dialogues I ever heard on a Star Trek show. And Star Trek fans, you got to believe me when they say that. When I say that, I really love that dialogue like that, because it's so true. It's so true. You know, things get so bad, sometimes you just have to laugh. And I know some people do that before. Right? Did it before. It's got so bad, you just start laughing. Just bust out laughing. Everybody start just looking at you. Police and everybody. Like, what the hell? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? Ma'am, I need to call a funny wagon. I tell you, man, today's world. And just look back in the last 4 years when we had that the white guy in the White House. You know, that stranger in the White House. That's how bad sometimes things get. That's how bad some things get. And we had to live through it for 4 years. 4 years we had to live through it. And sometimes we just have to laugh. You know? Can't say nothing but just laugh. And Joe Bonney, he's a good guy. I haven't been watching him that much and stuff like that. You know, I can't judge him at all. I used to be a Democrat. You know, and I'm not going to put the guy down, because he used to be the vice president of Obama, you know, and he was helping Obama out. Obama was young. He was already in politics, and Obama was looking for a godness and asked Joe Biden to run with him, and they was the perfect couple. I mean, the perfect team. Well, you can say couple too, because they was vice president and president. No, think of it as the right way. Both of them was married to a woman, okay? I'm not talking about no stupid stuff. No, when I say couple, vice president and president, teamwork. Pair, dynamic doodles, dude, Batman Robin, you know, something like that. Adam and Eve. Let me shut up. I'm just putting my foot finger in my mouth. Love you, Obama. Love you, Joe Biden. Okay. Love y'all guys. I really do. Y'all a great team, man. And your vice president, if she wasn't married, I would be up at White House every day trying to get her to date me. She's hot. I don't know. I can say that about the vice president. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm hoping not. I mean, she's heavily beautiful. I wouldn't say heaven beautiful. I think we can say that, right? Yeah. I think I ain't gonna get in trouble for that, saying heavenly beautiful. Okay, Mr. First Man. I just don't want to get in trouble from you. You know, you might pin it on your Men in Black suit and get a couple super services and see me walking on Washington, D.C. So I ain't going to say no more about, okay? I don't want to get a beat down. All right? The vice president is really, really nice. Really nice. Ready? Ready nice. Oh boy. Let's move on. Let's talk about Lieutenant Uhura. Or Instant Uhura. One day going to be Lieutenant Uhura. Let's move on to Star Trek. Alright. Okay, Obama, Mrs. Vice President, Joe, Mr. President, go watch the show, okay? It's a really good show, Strange New Worlds. Go watch it, guys. Maybe y'all flip a bill so one day they can start building Starfleet. Take some notes from Star Trek. That's my advice, you know. Strange New Worlds. If you really need to know some stuff, just call some Star Trek fans to the White House. I mean, you're going to get a lot of Klingons. I mean, a lot of wild Klingons. Believe me. And Klingons, they don't like to be bossed around. So, Secret Service, be careful if they do get invited to the White House. I think they was at the White House, at the Capitol once, on January the 6th. They didn't have no... They were the real Klingons. Mm-hmm. Without the makeup. That's how Klingons act on Star Trek. Remember January the 6th? Yeah. That's exactly how Klingons act on Star Trek. A bunch of wild animals. Not giving you too much. Giving you a little bit. Just giving you a little bit. Not giving you too much. I say what I gotta say. Say what I would say. But it's all good. You know, back up and running. Been down for a little while. You know, after all this craziness with my son and all. And had to get the strength to get back up here on the, paid my $50 and haven't used my space, that much of my space, you know, and it's almost time to renew my account again. Let me see. Yep. So I'll probably be down for again for a little while because I needed $50 to have the storage space that Speak gives to me. Okay, I just pay for the storage space. Everything else is just on the house. You know, the wonderful staff of Speak. But it's on the 6th, 26th. I gotta pay so. It's only 21st, so we still got a couple of days. Still got a couple of days left, but it's not gonna get paid on time, you know. Probably will get paid the next pay, cause I gotta pay the rent, and gotta get my aunt her $60. So if everything gets paid and good and everything, I gotta go up there and get my $50 from Star Mars and all, and hopefully my bank account will work tomorrow and everything, and hopefully it'll be good, continue to be good, you know. But I will be moving. I'm not moving in September like I was planned. And how many of y'all moved so many times or just stayed in a place that you stayed so long that you just have to get out? I mean, there's so many stuff happened in the place. And you just have to get out. You just want to move. You know, this is the place right here. This is the place where a lot of stuff happened. And it's just time to move on. Time to change environments. You know, for me, it's just too much for me. I believe when I get in a new environment and a new apartment, I will be okay. You know, I will be okay. But is this too much? No. Too much. And all the things that happen and all the memories here hurts real bad just to see things, you know. But all the bills are scored up. And I know some people like me pay half of their bill, half of what they can. I pay what I can. I know the landlord got to get his full money. He got to get his full money. No doubt. So I just pay what I can on the gas, electric, and on the cable. So I get paid again July the 7th. So what I'm going to do, I don't know about y'all, how y'all do it. I just pay it. That's enough on gas, electric. Because they try to raise my gas electric. It was $127. Now they try to make me pay $210. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to continue paying $127. And then pay. Once I get Aunt Nancy out of the way, make sure cable won't go off again. Because that's going to be a problem if it do. So I'm going to make sure all of that. But guys, don't worry. I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good again, because the devil, I kicked the devil down below. Hopefully he'll stay where he at. Now, and once again, people, I'm so sorry I got on here and asked y'all to help get my children together. Not really sorry, because it was a nice thing, you know, to have all the kids together, all the girls and the boys together. And I thought it was going to be really great until one person messed everything up. Just messed everything up. And now I'm putting catch up. I'm catching up, you know. So it's all good. So let's get back to Star Trek. Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Star Trek fans, I'm not trying to ditch Captain Pike, okay? All I'm saying is don't keep giving Star Trek Strange New Worlds credit. It's a really, really good show. Yeah, we learn about all the characters. We even got one attitude character. We always got an attitude. And she do security. She do security, and she got an attitude, you know. But I don't hear nobody talking about her like they talk about Captain Burton, you know. I don't hear nobody talk about her. I'm going to talk about her. She need to take a chill pill, you know, and act like a Starfleet officer. The hell would happen in her past? You're a Starfleet officer, and you need to start acting like one. Alright? You're here as security. Your job is to protect your crew and everything. Okay? So hopefully, your character, the lady to play that character, her character will calm down over the years. You know, hopefully. But the other characters I love. The Doctor, I love him. He got a little daughter in the transformer bunker. He's trying to find a cure for her. She a sick little girl. Beautiful little girl. Beautiful daughter. And he loves his daughter. And he's keeping her in the transformer bunker. So one day he'll find a cure for her disease. He said it's a cure out there on one of those planets. You know, it's a cure for cancer and AIDS somewhere out there in one of them countries. Might be China, might be Russia, might be North Korea. Countries that haven't seen the good eye with America yet. And they got cures for medicine right in their backyard. Don't even know it. Don't even know it. And you can help heal the world. Instead of being angry at the world, you can help heal the world. You probably got cure right out your own backyard. Plants, flowers, and all that can cure cancer, dementia, all those diseases. It don't have to grow in the United States or any other country, Western country. It can be a Middle East country and all. And you probably got it. Don't even know it. Because your ego is too high, especially in Russia. Take the time to help heal the world instead of trying to destroy the world, maybe someone will recognize you. Putin, all you want to do is mass destruction. You and my son should get together. Have happy hour. Have happy anger hour. You, Donald Trump, Michael, and Putin. All three of y'all need to get together. Happy anger hour. This one to destroy. You know. But good show though. Good captain. I still haven't seen Obi-Wan Kenobi. I still haven't paid my yet. I got money in my wallet. I haven't paid my Disney yet. And I even gotta pay my Game Pass on my Xbox. So like I said, I'm behind because all this drama that happened, you know, because of my son. And on the little things I just put aside, so the big things I can pay for, like gas, electric, my phone, and rent. They the more important things, because I need a phone, I need my cable so I can do my show, I need my lights so I can have electricity to do my show, and I need a roof over my head so I can do my show. Make sense? I'm tired, people. It's time to fly. Like Captain Michael said, let's fly. Thank you for listening. And Ashley, and we love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And remember, be kind to everyone. The world will be a better place. For you and me. For all of us. Thank you. God bless everyone. Till next time. See you on the next Quick Wit Live podcast show.